to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Be exalted in our midst this morning. Be glorified in our midst this morning. Let only Jesus be seen and glorified. May your counsels come to us. Speak to us, feed us, direct us, order our steps, show us what we must do. We thank you, Father, for unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And we ask that for everyone in this meeting, they will be truly blessed as we sit under the counsel of your word. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together and bless the Lord this morning.
And I want
Azada Marabas, I want us to read from Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to read from verse 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8. For everyone that asks, receive it. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Praise God forevermore. Now I want to ask that those that are sitting on this side, please let's move towards the center so that I don't have to. Please have your seats in Jesus' name. Now, I think it was on Friday or maybe Tuesday or Friday, I started to share with us about open doors. So, this is still in line with our subject on dominion, but I want to bring our hearts around a particular line. Now, the first thing for you to understand the background to this message, the first thing I want you to note, or probably write in your notepads, is that every child of God, whether they are 15 years old or 30 years old or 60 years old, can walk in authority. Authority suggests that you have received a legitimate, and please, if you don't have to move around, just sit down. Authority suggests that you have received permission, a mandate to execute or stand in the place of another certain rights. You are able to dispense them, and you are able to, whatever you decide is backed up. So authority is like the manager of your business unit or your office who is going on leave, and he says, while I'm away, talk where we stand in for me. Now, when you are given that kind of role, you are for that period going to wield the full authority of your supervisor. There is nothing like what you did is not wrong. The moment you sign off, it is as though the office, it is the office that is powerful. It is not the person. Please, I don't know if you are with me. When we are talking about authority, it is the office that is vested with the power, not the person. So when our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Behold, I give you authority," he was sharing his authority, the authority that he was sharing out of the power he had with the disciples. And when doing that, it was power for him, it was authority for the disciples. So as long as they go and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ," the demons will go out, the sick will be healed. And that's why when a man is not vested with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, he may get away with many things, but there is a day he will not get away with something, which was what happened to the sons of Sceva. Now, the question of authority becomes very important, because I'm very sensitive, because sometimes if you are like me, and I'm sure maybe some of us know this, you might have two or three people who within a business office are qualified to stand in as the head of the team while the manager goes on vacation. But only one person will fill that gap for the 1 month leave. So how do we determine? How will the supervisor determine who is standing on his behalf? It looks at competence. It looks at relationship. My relationship with you. I look at your ability to pay attention to detail. There are so many things that are not objective. They are subjective. Let me explain what I mean. When it comes to the issue of authority, what I think about you personally matters. You may be competent, but you may be a loner. You don't relate. You may be very good at what you do, but you are very critical. So I may not recommend you, even though you might be better than the person I'm going to recommend. When it comes to the issue of authority, please hear me. Your competency is just one aspect. And that's why you find people who are anointed that suffer. You might become actually more anointed than your spiritual father. But you see, there is a grace that covers. Somebody, you know, in a particular country, and I won't say where, had a particular issue. I mean, that issue is still like ongoing now. And maybe I should just leave this matter here. But the matter was about spiritual covering. So the other person who was talking to the person with the problem now said, "Oh, have you reached out to so-so person?" And the person said, "No." Say, "Why?" Say, "Because it's been a long time. And I don't want to call now, and now looks like because we have a problem." The person now said, "Well, I'm also living in another country, but I have done my best to remain under covering. And I know there is a lot of noise around spiritual covering, so I will come back if you remind me to give you a biblical perspective on what spiritual covering is. A spiritual covering is not meant to replace your relationship with Christ, but I will come and I will explain it." When it comes to the issue of spiritual authority, we don't look at competency alone. I also look at my relationship with you. I look at how loyal, how trustworthy. Are you likely going to be someone that if there's a problem, you will hide it from me? Or will you call me and say, "We are going through this"? Are you someone that will probably work hard enough that you don't want the company to fail? Or you don't want the church to collapse? I'm going to look at all those things. So by the time I come out and I say, "This is the will of God," I want you to know that statement means, please, there's something resonating here. It's the will of God and my will that is talking. Yes, especially if you're a pastor. And the same thing applies in organizations. I'm talking about authority here. Have you ever been in a situation where your supervisor was wrong, but the MD supported your supervisor? You see, your MD or your director can vouch for the loyalty of this manager, but he can't vouch for you. You say they are partial. I'm telling you how authority works. I don't know if you are still here. Are you here? I'm telling you, I'm not giving a motivation. I'm telling you how authority, whether spiritually or materially, how it works. And let me tell you, maybe I will have a YouTube video and we'll talk about why the laziest people become managers. That will be the title of that video. Why the most incompetent people become managers. And while those who are very good continue to work for the lazy ones. So remind me. The subject of spiritual authority, if you don't understand it, and your only interpretation to authority is that Jesus said, "Behold, I give you authority," you will suffer. Do you know that the persons or the group or category of people that Jesus spoke to were disciples? Hello? Not ordinary Christians. When the Sermon on the Mount is over and everybody goes home, it is the disciples that wait. Those ones have opening, they have resumption time, they don't have closing time. Our Lord Jesus took Peter away from his family for 3 years and he didn't even tell him, "Peter, sorry. Peter, I know you're a married man. According to the word of God, you should be taking care of your family." Because somebody is on Instagram now preaching and trying to make the gospel look like a product that should be desired. Which means that if there is something that is fancier or more fanciful, people will leave the gospel, because the gospel is being presented as a product. The gospel is not the product. It is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. I was listening to a witch yesterday, and she said she's considering going back to her witchcraft. Why? She said, "When I was a witch, if somebody offends me, I know the incantations. Once I recite it, that person is in trouble. If we want this place now to be filled with demons, I know the words I will speak. And everywhere will be swimming. He said, "But this is the one." They say, "Have faith." And then I come, I have faith. Nothing is happening. Because you are presented with a wrong gospel. Now, the issue of authority is not the end of the matter. Authority is your first introduction to power. Which means, even if you think that you want to enjoy spiritual authority, your loyalty to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, must not be questioned. That's why you see people who can prophesy, but their life has no direction. Oh, you've not seen those kind. You've not seen very prayerful people that don't know what they are doing. This is April now. We are entering the month of April. Some people still don't know what to do with their life, and they've been hearing me preach for since January. And some people are not even worried that, come. This is the same message other people are listening to. Why? Because a generation rose and they decided to make the gospel a product that makes everybody sit down, while the pastor makes everybody happy. So as long as the gospel now becomes, the pastor now becomes like a comedian, which is why a lot of Christians sincerely do not believe that the pastoral assignment is actually a job. A lot of people don't believe, they are Christians, so they don't believe that being a pastor is a real work. They don't believe it. But you are among those who disturb the pastor at night. Let me tell you one of the few ways a pastor gets paid. Because some of you do not know that why many pastors are very rich. It's not your tithe. I want to explain to you. Number one, a pastor that is called by Jesus Christ will be on some form of salary or some kind of welfare package in that church. Number two, there is an allocation that our Lord Jesus Christ provides for those he has called. That one is not tied to the salary.
those are people you run into in a meeting, and you are meeting them for the first day. They just gonna say, I was so blessed by your meeting, by your message, 10 million. You don't know them. They are not interested in you. Like the man that was with Papa Hayo, and he said God told him that he was just watching Biodun Fatoyinbo on TV in Pastor Hayo's house. And he said, ah, I like this man. Who is he? So I want to start giving him money. Ah. Meanwhile, Papi has been prophesying into his life, praying, you know. And he was connected. That was the period the man was even having some issues. The man said he doesn't care. He just feels like sowing into his life. Those are those that are sent to you. They don't care about the newspaper. Papi said between the short time he connected with Pastor Obiodu, he gave him 50 million. Meanwhile, the man will be in Pastor Ayo's house saying, please pray for me. Ah, the man that he was giving 50 million to never said one word of prayer. There are people that are sent to you. Are you with me? And this thing can also apply to your life and your business. Number three, there are people that are received a command to make your life easier and better. They could be church members, and God just put them around you and say, please, this man must not lack what to eat. Go and be buying rice and garri and beans and give it to him. So they don't spend money on it. There are people that will come and say, Pastor, I will pay the school fees of one of your children. Those are things you may do. Why, how come his children are going to very expensive schools? That's the reason why you are hearing now. That's why you are hearing. All because the man, God took him away from what would have been the kind of life you are living now. Going to the bank every day, and God said, take care of my people. The primary work of a pastor is to take care of God's people. And that is a valid job in the kingdom. A pastor can make money by writing books. So you can see I'm already talking about four now, and I can go ahead and give you more. But today is not about how a pastor makes money. Today is about how we progress in authority. Someone said, I cannot marry a pastor. Then I asked the person, can you marry someone like Pastor Paul Adefrancis? He smiles, 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 smiles. I said, can you see that your problem is not what he does? Your problem is you don't want to be poor. You have a desire for something you have not come out from. You are poor and broke, but you desire a man that is rich. But you don't know how to be rich, but you want a man. You want someone that will begin to take your responsibility or begin to pay your bills. But you don't know how to pay your own bills. Then you want the man to respect you. How many men, dead or alive, are looking for how to spend their money or how to save it? Some people don't know why their husbands don't respect them. Because the most intelligent discussion you ever have with them is about spending money. Are you still here? So somebody is angry, but it's not like I care anyway. But I mean, sorry. I didn't become like this. So I'll say I used to be very nice, but I realized that if I'm going to fulfill my destiny, I cannot be like this. I cannot be like that old person. I have to change. Yeah. And you, if you're a brother and the woman is always giving you money, then we need to have a meeting. And then I can ask you, what's wrong with your head? Huh? As a brother, the lady is always giving you money. You know, women, when they love you, they don't mind. Their own is don't break our heart. A woman is not really asking for too many things. So. A good one, though. A good one. A woman is not asking for too many things. I can tell you 7 types of women that will never be married. And if they are married, they will not be happy. A woman that doesn't hold back in saying her mind. If she marries, she will not last there. A woman that is very offensive, very argumentative. A lady or a woman that likes shouting. Even if you are right. A woman that is a very deep thinker and never forgives. A woman that remembers what you did last year. You see those kind of people? Even if they will not be married, but even if they are married, they will not last. Today is not for that one. Let me mind my business. Calmness. So the question is, you have to ask yourself, which type of pastor do you want? Because I don't colo. This is your pastor, don't colo. I'm not normal, you know. Let's go back to our Bible verse. I don't know why even who is pushing me this morning? Okay, in 30. Maybe I should just stay here and enter express, I won't be tempted. It's part of dominion mandate, amen. Let me go back to my Bible verse. Because I was about to tell you that no two men are the same. If a man falls in love with your body, he will love you max 4 or 5 years. Max. Especially if that man is like me. Max. 4 or 5 years. If your body is the attraction, 4 or 5 years. Once you have 2 children, for him to love you, we need to wear something to cover a blindfold. Because he won't like the person in front of him. If a man falls in love with your mind, the soul never ages. The soul does not grow old. If the investment you put in your life, on your face, is the same level of investment you put in your mind, that man cannot walk away from you. He will be afraid. You wake up and tell him, there's this program I need to do. I need to learn this in my business. I need to do. The man will just ask, he says, sorry, why am I the only one who is not learning something this house? The man will just, this woman is going to outgrow me. That's how people fall out of love. She has outgrown you. You were good for her on campus. You are not good for her now. Because the lady has grown and developed herself, and she has ambition. But you want to drink Gouda. Don't marry. Oh, sorry, can we go back to her message this morning? Can we go back? I don't know. Somebody is pushing me. Because I don't know. This is not God have mercy. This is not the message. Pastor Barra, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Because I don't know. You know, I promised you that you know. You say what?
Spirit of purpose retreat.
When Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you shall receive. Let me ask you, what did you pray for? If God answers your prayer now, are you sure you won't stone him tomorrow? Because your prayer is good for today. If God answers that prayer. But you see, that scripture actually means keep on asking. Unfortunately, a wife is not something you change easily. You can't change a wife easily. Because if she, please help me. If she doesn't want you to leave, she knows what to do. She can make trouble for you. And you will not go. She'll become pregnant and it will be twins to punish you. Ask. But permit me to tell you that there are people whose destinies were written off. When they measured it, it was -0. That means there was nothing left that God or nature could work with to boost that life. Then they got married to someone. And the lady they got married to was already doing 120, 150. She was firing. And the God says, peradventure, if we take 50 from here. Because when the two became joined together, they became one. So we have excess. These are bandy A people here. Come on, are you with me? This lady is a band A, grade A. Grade A. 150%. Too much power. Too much power. And God says, let's take 50 from here. This one is zero. There is nowhere, because God is not unrighteous. He will not take from somebody's destiny without a reason. But the lady has made a mistake by marrying this man. But if we want this marriage to survive, we need to take something from here. An investment. So say, take 50 and give him. She's still 100. This woman you are looking at, in another 2 years, you'll be back at 150. You just find that someone that people say is a no do good, he doesn't do well, no ambition. All of a sudden, you just notice his destiny is picking up like, kunle. So you can dress like this, you can look fine. Kunle. You even use cream. Kunle. Kunle is now speaking through his nose. Kunle. Kunle, no, they're serious. Kunle. I don't know how they pain me. Kunle, oh my mother. Kunle is talking, say, yeah, you know, it's just vibing. Kunle has Instagram account. Kunle, that is small phone, is the greatest blessing in his life. He doesn't care about social media. He doesn't care. Who is looking at me? I don't care. What is in this life? Even if you get 1 billion, you will leave it. That is Kunle's mindset. Until he met Kemi. Then Kemi's destiny began to rub off. Oh, who you go with matters. The scripture, somebody is saying what he's saying is not biblical. Proverbs chapter 13 says the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So what do you think will happen to the companion of righteous men? They shall be delivered.
Amen.
Shall be delivered. Say, ask. Whenever God wants to open a door over your life, that door many times will manifest as people. Some of the people that have been the greatest blessings to my life, I met them in this church. When they came in, they were broke, struggling, living in one room. Some of them were homeless. And in this church, God blessed them, made them millionaires. And those people are blessing me today. So I don't look down anybody. It's only in the eyes of the world that they can see you and say you are finished. Before the eyes of Jesus, there is something he can do. All he has to do is to bring you into covenant with another person. And the word covenant is very significant. When you come into covenant, one of the things it signifies is that the resources of the collective now become your resource. If you are an American citizen and you work in Nigeria, do you know you remit your tax to the US? They have a special way of moving the money. They move the money. In fact, when I was in the bank, if we were to open an account for an American citizen, if you see the documentation, you would think it was the Prince of Dubai that wanted to open an account. One American citizen, though, he may not be popular in his country, but he's in Nigeria. The US government wants to know that their citizen is here. Every documentation, they will know about it. Which is why, as long as you are paying your tax or your tithe, the day there's going to be a problem in that country, you will see an airplane land at the airport. They will evacuate everybody. If one person dies there, they will level that place. If one American citizen, you don't know. God is not an American, no. You don't know how God is willing. He said, I will give Sheba for you. Sheba is an entire city country. God says, I will give nations for you. I will make them perish just to bring you out. Go and read Isaiah. What is God establishing? Covenant. Now you are going through a small challenge. I say, if this is how Jesus wants me to die, I give him all the glory. You are who? You are who wants to die? A lot of people have no sense of covenant, which is why God cannot administer authority to them. Which is why when they pray and they say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this evil to back down, and they see a resistance, they will be the one running away. When you see a spark of wire here, the first thing we tell you is everybody go out. But if there's an electrical engineer here, what do we say to you? You go there. Is that not so? He's not afraid of the fire. That spark, that's what he collects money on. That's how he is paid. He's paid for that kind of problem. The reason why God is putting authority over you is because there are demon spirits. The first assignment of authority is to send out evil spirits. The anointing has an errand, though. The anointing has an errand. Anywhere you see the unction of the Holy Spirit that is manifested, is because there is an errand God has sent that anointing. And where that anointing is not fulfilling that as that demand, because of maybe the pastor or whoever received the unction, you will see that place infested with demons. If somebody comes to you and desperately wants to be your friend, the first question is why? Why? I must see you. Why? Pray to God now. Am I God? You don't even know the state I am in. Pray. Why? There is a litmus test that Paul recommended. When you are not sure the kind of spirit you are dealing with, Paul recommended a particular test that always works. What's that test? 5,000 naira. What's that test? It's not inquiry. There's a particular. Yes, but that's not the test I'm looking for. Because if you inquire, you need a particular character trait. Patience. No matter how beautiful she is, no matter, you won't see her true nature. You see, she looks calm and collected. She doesn't talk. There's something happening in her mind. Her mind is like in an engine room where they manufacture wigs. You understand? So you will never know who she is, unless you send a spy. Go and check her. She will not see you in the neighborhood. Somebody will suddenly, someone like me, me that have been trained by Machiavelli, I will give a malam 10,000 naira. Go and start repairing shoes in front of their compound. I want to marry you. No, I would not have done that many years ago. But today, I will do it. Forget it. They will tell me when you go out and when you come in. You think you are the only one who wants to pray? I want to pray and get confirmation. Me, I'm also trying to get confirmation. Mark Obami, don't put me in trouble. We are checking ourselves. Because anytime I'm with you, I'm mesmerized. I can't think straight. So anytime you go, I will call the madam. Kai, Abu, Yade, Inazakaje. I will start speaking. Check her. Ungozi, check her. Greet her. Madam, good morning. Hey, sus. Right. Just be giving me the update. If she's coming in, help her carry her bags in. If she doesn't tip you, not it. I'm trying to save you from trouble. You see, anywhere that anybody or spirit you subject to an environment of patience, because Paul taught us that even Satan cannot remain an angel of light forever. So once you subject it, he wants you to move quickly and make a decision. All right? And you are saying, no, let's just take our time. Let's get to know each other. See, what is there to know? I feel it, you feel it. No, we will not grow this marriage on feeling. I have to know it. I say I have to know it. Because when your body shape changes, I still have to know it. Yes. And when the pepper is no more resting, you also have to know it. Yes. Brothers, call her after this service and tell her you are broke. Tell her something happened and you lost all your money. And start crying on the phone and complaining. And see her behavior. If you are married, this update is legit. If you are married, don't worry, because you are already married. You people have created a problem for me. Because my message is here now. And I'm talking about open doors. And you people do not allow me. Somebody here prayed against me. Amen. And if you are a sister, if he calls you and tells you, I want to see you, tell him no, I'm busy. And please don't come around. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm busy. I need to focus. I need to, what's the problem? Did I do something wrong? Must you do something wrong? I say I'm busy. So if you learn in my own school where I train people like this, I will tell you what you do. But since you did not pay, and this is church, so go and read your Bible. If not, I would have told you. Simple. If a woman says she wants space, don't beg. Give her a desire. Don't pursue. Stop sending texts like a weak person. Sending texts. How are you? How are you? Good morning. God bless you. How long is this going to be? You should be flogged for sending those messages. You are disgracing us. Say you want space, you have it. But I cannot guarantee you that by the time you are back, I will be available. But you need to... Don't play that game with me. Because when I came to you, I told you I wanted to marry you. I'm not planning to be your boyfriend. I want to be your husband. So don't play that game with me. Do that with your boyfriends. Don't do that to me. Don't tell me you want to say for 2 weeks. Hey, stop it. Please tell neighbor, don't play that game. Now that I have satisfied the spirit of prophecy, are you blessed? It is. Now, in case you thought everything I said in the last 20 minutes was to make you people happy, it's not. I said everything I said because a lot of people prayed and God opened the door and called the door Chukwuemeka, Toyin, David, Mosun, Bolu, Busayo. This is kata kata baya, a divine door, a door, Uche. But when you saw these people, they didn't look like your own expectation of what you think God can do. Yeah. They look too ordinary. Uche looked too ordinary, too casual, you didn't see the future. You didn't see the future. You may not be fine now. It's because you have not touched one kind of money. There is a kind of alert. If he enters, the joy of the Lord will just come from your inside. If people step on you and they say, no, don't worry. Not time to be hungry.
Yes.
But when you are having issues, anger always goes with certain bank balance. There's a kind of alert that makes you angry and always want to fight. If the Lord put this man of God in my life, But I look at him and say, oh, he's going through a lot of challenges. Then if he calls me, I'll only pick when I like. Meanwhile, this is my salvation 5 years from now. Anything I do with him now is an investment for my own future. There are people who God brought into the lives of other people as a for you to protect them as a shield. Those people now became great, and they were now the ones who provided a covering for you in the future. Listen, this life is no balance. So there are people you are looking at, they are gates. When you see them in the spiritual realm, they are not human beings, they are gates. When those people open their heart to you, you will be blessed. You'll be blessed. There are people you should not cross, because those people have walked with God. They may not have all the money, but once you born learning, they have walked with God. Their voice is not strange in the place of prayer. You don't cross those kind of people. They may not be pastors. There are people you can't cheat and get away with. If you see the prayer their mother has prayed over their head, shakatayak, even when the girl was not following Jesus, the mother, the little John 3:16, she knew. She was firing it on this my daughter. Ah, God, she's the only one. God. You now go and cross that one. You, that your mother is, what's that song I used to sing for you when we go to club? Nothing do you. You. And it is always the poor people that dance the most. Go and check all the clubs. Nothing. And it's even the ladies, the broke ones dance the most. Have you seen a rich man wearing a bada? He's just doing like this. It's the young girl that say, Chief, you are not dancing. Chief, you say, I am trying. It's the small girl that will be, the girl, she's digging it. Because the more you dance, Chief will say, you are making me very happy. Funke. 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 Just. No, I won't count. Just dollars. And I say, I should not dance. Then they ask, sorry, what do you do for a living? Say, I'm a dancer. But you will never understand. This dancing, one night of dancing, it's like $20,000. Say, I'm a banker, I'm a this. I work in the governor's office. You better calm down and learn how to dance. There are people that are gates. By virtue of their work with God, they have grown. They used to be like a small lamb, but by reason of their work with God, they became lions and they became people with authority. And when we talk about dominion, we must look at it in the context of gates, open doors, people. There is a way I would draw near to the Lord, and the Lord will say, I have found you faithful over little. Now come into that which man cannot labor for. But he has looked at you, and in his mind, you may not hear the verdict of, I have found you faithful. But it was a declaration in heaven, which was what necessitated the season that is now upon you. I don't know if someone is with me now. So something may be happening in your life, and you know sincerely it's not because you fasted. Something good may be happening in your life. And you know, it's not like I was praying. No, it's just the normal quiet time and prayer that I'm doing. You didn't do anything special. Why? But God found you faithful. Say, my son, come and go to America. I say, God, I don't want to go. I just want you to go. You have found favor in my sight. I say, I just like that. I say, yes. Just like that. I say, Trump said we should not come. I say, don't worry about him. He's traveling very soon. Before he comes back, they will stamp your visa. You go. So if you look at that as an escape route to have a better future, you still don't understand covenant. If you look at the U.S. and think there's anything that they have that is worth losing your salvation and your peace over above heaven, you still don't understand what we are saying. Because Oyinbo man no go give you shishi if you no work. if you are hungry now, you can call me. I say, Pastor, they say some of our people are hungry. The church will make some arrangement for them. Go and try it at the airport. When you land at Heathrow, tell someone you are hungry. They'll say, okay, you have not even entered. You are already, where are you from? Say, oh yeah, next plane. Dakpada. Operation Dakpada. We must prioritize doors. The doors that scare me the most are the ones that are staring me in the face. And I am unable to discern them because they look small now. There's a lady in this church, and she's online now. She used to sit around here. And the first day she came to church, I led her to Christ. And I told her, the Lord told me you will stand on the global stage. You work for foreign organizations. Her salary was very pitiable. If you ask her the course she studied, she will laugh. Because that course, there is no guarantee 50% of my prophecy will be fulfilled if you study that kind of a course. There's one other lady like that. She will come. She used to sit around here. She comes with, she never takes Uber to church. She takes a bus. These yellow buses that drop her in front here. But you will not know she's the regional manager for Microsoft, like covering Africa. This is where she used to sit. People will just go, because you can't be making that kind of money and you will not hide your head. You can't have that kind of influence and you are showing off. She lives in her mother's house. Like, she wakes up, sweeps the house for her mother, cooks for her mother before going out. Yet she works for Microsoft and her influence covers Nigerian region into Africa, Middle East. But she was sitting here. Don't look down. See, because when I talk about open doors, today I am talking about people. I'm talking about you. That a day will come when God looks at everything you have had to suffer. He will now make your gate so wide that you now become like a tree with many branches that birds can perch on and find comfort. But it is out of the comfort we received of the Lord that we are now able to give to others. And when you see them crying, you just tell them, don't worry, I understand. They will not understand that statement because they see you now as though you have achieved. They didn't know that time when you were like them. They didn't know the day that you came to church and that was the last money you have. Probably you even trekked to church and you wept half of your way through till you got to the church and you just sat down and the pastor was telling you about how not to marry the wrong woman. Please let me preach to your neighbor and say, you are a gate. You are a door that God is designing. And you will be rightly placed. Let me prophesy, you will be rightly placed. In the name of Jesus. Your influence is tied to your placement. Your influence is tied to your placement. You can move yourself out of the will of God by running after your friend who has also lost his way. Let nothing be on earth that moves you. These are prayers you can take 2 days in a week, 3 days in a week. Take 30 minutes, 1 hour, and pray. Lord, I want an open door, but I want to be your door. And you pray yourself out of your desires into purpose, into divine purpose, where God now says, we have a distribution center somewhere around Ikeja now. God is talking about you. You are not hearing me. God is talking about, we have a warehouse around Maryland. God is talking about this word. Because what God is saying is that if you get here, just find your way, rakpala, and enter that place, you will find salvation. Because even the head usher is a deliverance minister. You want to see the pastor? No need. All of us here, we they do miracle. All of us here now, so they don't, they do miracle. Need a power, Holy Ghost. Where's the pain? Say, I can't feel it. Oh, yeah, go home. See you next Sunday. I am a door. What God, the channel that God is opening through me, through you, is for the nations, a pure move of God. That when others look and say there's nothing like God, when they see your life, they say, but on another level, when I see you, I see the hand of God. I see the glory of God. They look at you and say, we wanted to say there is no God, but when I saw the way, because even your rise in this organization, you didn't know anybody, you know, there must be a power backing. You say that power is called Jesus. People look at you. You are like wind. Nobody can tell where you are coming from or where you are going. Every attempt to pull you down, the wind will change its formation and move again. Because that is the way of a man that is born of the Spirit. He cannot be trapped. He cannot be limited. He cannot be restrained. He cannot be in a tight corner. If they try to hold you like a river and build a boundary around you to limit you, you become gaseous. You go into the air. But there is one person I know that can stop you. And that is the person that bears your name. This is April we are getting into. Will you continue like this? Will you continue? Or will you make a decision? When I was going to leave the bank, I used to work at Murioko-Onla. I used to work at Murioko-Onla. And then it just came to me that your time here is almost up. You need to start getting ready. That your time was almost up. When I calculated, it was 3 years. You know, before our own eyes, that's a very long time. But for God, that's less than a second. Say, so you need to start wrapping up. You need to finish your HR certification quickly. I have abandoned the thing because I failed statistics. And I thank God that statistics is not a requirement for making heaven. I failed it. I had to go and retake that course. Do you know the person that God used? You know, I thought, I said, people are doors. One of my tellers, oh, sir, what would you like to do? I want to make a cash deposit. Okay, sir. How much, sir? Your account number, 20,000. Papa, have a nice day, sir. A teller. Eh? You that you specialize in looking down on people, hear me, oh. A teller. Oh, sir, your transfer. Let me talk to my... Please, sir, kindly authorize. The customer is waiting. It's a teller. And I looked around. Who will teach me statistics? And I realized that Biodun is very good in statistics. I said, oh boy. Alpha. She be beggar long way. He lives around beggar. I said, okay, I'm in Bagada. I have an exam. But I failed it before. Can you teach me advanced statistics? I say, I normally teach people now. I even do it for free. I say, no, I will pay. Because I know you are coming from beggar to, and we agreed to meet at Yaba Tech. So you will see me on Saturday morning. Huh? I was his boss, so I will carry my bag, enter Yaba Tech like a student. I have to blend in. So. The boy come, bros, how far? Say, which class will go use? I will now look around. I will be the one to look for class. It's my junior. Huh? But now me they find something. Now me they find something. This your square shoulder. You need to make it round though. This your shoulder like this. You will not go. Because if I see you like this, my assumption is you are okay. You don't need my help. Man of God, I just want to tell you, you know, the devil is really on my case. I just, I just need prayers. You are okay. I know people that have problems. From the door, they'll shout, I must see the pastor. I must see the pastor. I say, allow that one. This one, sir, I'll call you later. You go. This one is like it's an emergency. I was servicing Biodun. You know what I now did? He now brought 3 other people who needed to take the same class. Now, me bring idea. He now said, okay, to make it easy, He brought three other people. So you know what I now did? I went to sit down in front. I was looking at the old board like this. I don't want to be seeing any girl saying, "Hi, do you understand what he said?" I don't understand. I don't understand. Leave me. Leave me. I've failed before. When I came, have you done this exam for? No. Have you done it for? I'm the only one who is repeating. Oh yeah. Stay behind me. This one. I just say copy. And I say, sir. Please, this one, I don't understand. I don't want to write it again. And God told me I need to start wrapping up. So me, I know why I'm here. You can marry and be married to a millionaire tomorrow. Me, I need to be rich. So let me. That's what I did. And one day, subconsciously, I didn't know. There was something he solved and nobody got it. And I said, "Sir, let me explain." I don't know what happened. I didn't even know. I just expected him to say, "Okay, you got it halfway. I just explained, and he was looking at me. He was looking at me. He didn't stop me. Pass. This boy don't pass. This boy go pass. If this question come out, he go pass. He was just looking at me. Like, this was the same person that came to me and appeared to be confused. I paid him 20,000 for that tutorial. One Saturday, sometimes, I think maybe Sunday, but mostly Saturday. Once I finished that course, I went for my PE2, bam, and I was done. People are gates. A gate can be standing in front of you now, but because your eyes are somewhere else, you won't know that gate is your husband. A gate can be in front of you now, and you may not know that gate is your wife. You may not know that she's looking, she's challenged, she's going through a lot of problems. That's why she looks like this. When she's okay, you will know she's fine, but you are not aware. You are looking for ready-made. Listen, go and look at all the gates that are in the Bible. Beauty is not one of them. As we go into this week, the Lord will help you to discern relevant gates. When you see people that have a role to play in your life, that the Lord Himself has brought to play a role in your life, you will not miss out on them. Pride will not make you lose your place. The way of man is not in himself. That's what the scripture says. Which means that the revelation of your destiny is only being revealed to you as you follow the Lord. As you follow the Lord. You will not always be like this. So. A day will come, your problem will change from wanting to be married to what to cook this afternoon for the whole family. Because the extra rice last night or yesterday, what do we do? You have been used to eating rice for 3 days. Now you have to be creative. You will now know that it's not easy to be a wife. Girlfriend is different. I pray for you. The remaining 9 months of this year, the Lord will strategically place you. You will no longer be hidden. I believe this prayer is for just a few people. You can be good but hidden. You can be skillful but nobody's looking at you. And the word of the Lord said, "I will remove the covering that is cast over the face of the people." So in the name of Jesus, whatever covering is over your face, making you to sit in the low places of the earth, today that covering is lifted permanently. You will begin to live your life by divine design.
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep swearing.